Deal writes, quote, "Mr. President, we don't know where these children are being sent, how long they will reside in our state, or who they are even residing with while they are in our state," end quote. And that number of unaccompanied minors is over 1,000, says Deal spokesperson Brian Robinson.
We found out this week for the first time that since January the 1st, the Office of Refugee Resettlement has sent 1,154 unaccompanied minors to Georgia. That's a big, big number.
In his letter, Governor Deal says he's aware of what he calls the, quote, delicate nature surrounding the underlying issue as it relates to these children. Now, many have relatives in the United States and say they are fleeing gang violence and drug trafficking back home. Elizabeth Kennedy is a Fulbright scholar who works in El Salvador. She's interviewed more than 500 children who were caught in Mexico and sent back. Kennedy told NPR's Robert Siegel the children will keep trying.
So I'll just tell you the story of one 12-year-old boy who came to us with no shoes because he had been robbed, he had been beaten, and I said, "Are you going to try again?" And he just burst into tears. And he said, "What would you do if you were me? I haven't seen my mom and my dad in 10 years. I've got a little sister I've never met, and no one here loves me."
When they arrive, the government requires the children go through immigration court. However, Robinson claims many don't show up, and he says they will cost Georgia if they are classified as refugees.
They will automatically be eligible for all social services benefit. They'll be able to go to school and get free lunch. They'll be able to enroll in Medicaid.
Robinson did admit the White House has said the unaccompanied minors would not be given refugee status. When asked if the Office of Refugee Resettlement had provided information on those children in Georgia, Robinson said no. Rose Scott, WABE News.